This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado's last avian flu quarantine lifted this week. That means the state is officially free of avian flu outbreaks for the first time in over a year. The last time the virus was detected among domestic flocks was in late April, and the last commercial outbreak was in December. The highly pathogenic avian flu is responsible for the deadliest foreign animal disease outbreak in Colorado history. More than 6 million birds died from infections and in precautionary culls. Flu season is coming. This week, the state health department began to send out reminders for older Coloradans to get their shots. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment will send text messages and emails to Coloradans 60 to 64 years old. They'll go out to the more than 333,000 Coloradans in that age group whose records in a state database show they may be due for their annual flu vaccine. CDPHE suggests you get your shot by the end of October. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Xcel Energy has new federal funding to build a massive battery in Pueblo. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The Department of Energy's $70 million grant will fund the company's efforts to build two iron flow batteries in Minnesota and Colorado. The emerging technology can provide power for days at a time. That could be critical to manage fluctuations in wind and solar power, and it could provide jobs and property taxes in Pueblo, where the company is set to close its largest coal plant by 2031. Construction would start late next year, pending approval by state regulators. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A cybersecurity and research and development firm has chosen Colorado Springs for company expansion. Infinity Labs says it's bringing 60 jobs to the region. They focus on modeling and simulation support for Defense Department clients. The jobs bring an annual salary of $130,000. It's part of a noticeable uptick in high-paying tech jobs coming to the Pikes Peak region. In Denver today, sunny and highs in the 80s. Thanks so much for listening.